It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
In April, USDA starts releasing their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. But for the month of March, we actually see independent states reporting on a weekly basis. And of course, those are the winter wheat states. We'll talk about their crop progress reports after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-20 5-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
USDA only releases their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings reports from April to the end of November, but a few states actually report their winter wheat conditions starting at the beginning of March, and those are, of course, the biggest producers of winter wheat in the nation. Looking at what they said for the first week of March was not, it was somewhat friendly to the marketplace, but the market ignored the news mainly because of the drop that we saw on Monday in the soybeans, which kind of overshadowed all the news that was coming out. But looking at it, Kansas's wheat crop dropped 4% for the first week of March, coming in at 52% good to excellent. Now, this rating is fairly decent when you look at it over the past 10 years, as it is the second highest, but this crop has been consistently going down or decreasing in ratings since it went into dormancy in November. Looking at Oklahoma's crop, that crop is rated at 18% good to excellent now. That's down 6% for the week and the lowest rating since 2018. What's interesting about Oklahoma, they increased their acres by 650,000, and with ratings like this, it's likely those new acres aren't going to get harvested. They're likely going to be grazed out by cattle. Over in Texas, conditions dropped 1% to be 15% good to excellent. That's the lowest rating for Texas since 2022. And Texas also saw an increase in winter wheat acres by about 100,000 this last year. And again, those are vulnerable acres to be turned over to cattle instead of taking it to harvest. For Colorado, we saw conditions drop 10% from February. That crop is now rated at 29% good to excellent. So you can see that we're looking at some crops that aren't, some states that are seeing some pretty low ratings, especially Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado. Kansas's crop is still rated fairly decent, and it is the largest producer of winter wheat. So that's the one that everybody's going to be focusing on. But it does tell us that this crop is not in very good shape as it's starting to come out of dormancy.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.